Inside
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And today, taking a look at something that is on the May primary ballot, but not a candidate interview today. We're talking about a bond levy proposal from the Roseburg School District going out to voters in the May primary election. Superintendent Jared Corden and Board Chair Rebecca Larson, thanks, guys, for coming in this afternoon.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
So I guess, first of all, Jared, talk about just kind of the basics even. People haven't dealt with these for a few years. What is a bond proposal? How does it work? What are voters being asked to do?
Yeah, so capital improvement bonds are used by school districts and other municipalities to help finance kind of significant improvement projects in an organization. So what's important to realize about a bond is these bonds are used. It's one of those taxes that sometimes as taxpayers, we're not really sure. I'm never sure exactly where my tax dollars go. Capital improvement bonds are interesting because they give patrons and taxpayers specific projects that those taxes would be used to build, essentially. So they can't be used for operating costs. They can't be used for retirement benefits or other expenses. So a capital improvement bond is a request by, in this case, a school district to take on capital improvement projects within our district.
So what is the amount? How long would property owners be taxed on it?
Yeah, so the district is his work with a important to realize a group of a citizen-led group over the last several months. There were a couple rounds of polling we did. The patrons in our community were most supportive of a $154 million bond. That would be about $1.85 per 1,000 assessed value on taxes. That would be the assessed value. And the bond is paid over 20 years. A little over 20 years ago here in Roseburg, a capital improvement bond was passed, and that's been paid off over 20 years, and that built primarily what's referred to now as the New Main at the high school, as well as the Rose Theater.
So, Rebecca, $154 million. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is.
Talk more about the process of coming to that dollar figure.
It really started with a facilities assessment a few years ago where we had building inspectors and engineers come in and really take a fine-tooth comb through our buildings and look at what the state of things, you know, how is the electrical system, how is the plumbing, how is the heating and cooling. And they just checked out all of our buildings because we have old buildings. Our newest building in the district was built in 1980, and most of them are quite a bit older than that. And so they went through the aging buildings and kind of gave us a punch list of what was in good shape, what needed to be repaired, and what needed to be replaced. Additionally, we went out to teachers and asked what would really improve your teaching experience, what would really help the students. We took all of that information that we'd gathered and put together a community bond development committee. And volunteers in the community came together and we sat down with that information, what the district needed, and started to look at what mattered most and what we felt like we could afford and what the most pressing needs were. And that proposal is now what you see being put forth on the ballot.
So talk about some of the specifics. What types of things or what specific things would you be able to address with this?
It really comes down to three or four main issues. Our primary concern is the health and safety needs in our buildings that are older. They were not designed or developed to address current safety standards and kind of expectations for keeping our kids healthy and safe. So we will address health and safety needs. We need to repair and update school buildings. There are some major repairs that need to be done, particularly with HVAC systems in our buildings to improve air quality and temperature control. Several of our buildings have plumbing and roofing needs and electrical needs. There Also, we hope to improve vocational and technical education and some investments there, expand by building some multi-purpose facilities at five of the elementary schools that have limited space. And we can talk a little bit more about those in a minute. And then also, it includes rebuilding the old main at Roseburg High School to get a facility that would honor the historical elements of that building, but also be safe for our students.
So for people listening that aren't as familiar with the RHS campus as others, when you say the old main, so if you pulled into the parking lot, where is it? Where would you be going to find it?
Yes, if you pulled in the parking lot, what you'll see is the new main, essentially. It was constructed just after the bond pass in 2000. If you go through the hallway, the main hallway of the new main, you run into what is referred to as the old main. And that building started in 1924 and completed in 1926. It is a building that all of our students at Roseburg High School will eventually be in. And it definitely served well our community for a long time. And as Chair Larson said, this bond would certainly honor the past of what that building's done, but also have a building that meets educational standards as well as building codes and standards.
I know that one of the things you looked at when you came here from Beaverton was the whole aspect of these decades-old buildings. I was just in Beaverton the other day, and they're building schools like fast food places in Roseburg right now. I mean, they're up all over the place. And so there you've got a district that's added a lot in recent decades, but around here, all of the building was done decades ago.
Yeah, the average age of our buildings is 73 years old. And I think that says a lot about how they had been maintained. You know, our buildings, many are still in really admirable shape for the age. And but there is certainly, I mean, even around our community, we can talk about Beaverton, but even in Douglas County, many of the communities in Douglas County have made the decision to support this infrastructure build. You could look to Winston or Elkton or, Glendale, other places that have said, we need to make this investment in our community. And that's really what this would do. I would say I think the district's done a fabulous job well before I got here of really maintaining buildings that probably weren't built with the intent. We have some buildings built before World War I that we have kids in every day. Those have been really great structures the way they were built. But we certainly do need to think about how to update and think about the future.
So, Rebecca, what about the safety elements of what might be involved here on this bond proposal? Talk about some of the things that would take place.
Yeah, I think one thing that's really come to light in recent years is how important it is for our school staff to really know who's on campus at any point in time. And our schools were built in an era that they have a lot of multiple entrances. There's not a secured perimeter. And so anyone can walk up to our school buildings. And as a parent, that makes me a little bit nervous to know that this is just open. And so what we would do is we would focus on making sure that every building had a secure entrance. It would also involve installing security cameras. Many of our schools, because they're older buildings or were kind of put together piecemeal, don't have intercom systems that work between the buildings and the classrooms. And so it would help everyone be a little bit safer and have better communication. There's also something to health and safety as far as improving air quality, particularly with our recent wildfires. We would like to improve our HVAC systems so that the air filtration is a lot better. He mentioned the old main at Roseburg High School. It is not up to building code. It's not up to seismic code. There's a safety concern with having students in that building as well.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Superintendent Jared Corden at Roseburg Public Schools and the school board chair, Rebecca Larson. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1246 Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show, part of KQE and Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, a candidate interview with incumbent County Commissioner Tom Kress on Inside Douglas County, taking a look at the bond levy proposal on the May primary election ballot from the Roseburg School District, and Board Chair Rebecca Larson, Superintendent Jared Corden in here this afternoon. Rebecca, I'm curious, as you guys went through this process, was there a point there where you wished the amount instead of $154 million could be more and you could get more done?
You know, I'm a parent and I'm a former school teacher, and so I love schools. But I think we're all realistic that we wanted to do what needs to happen. And this really is about necessities and not luxuries at this point. We didn't want to shoot the moon. We did price when we had that community group together. We did, just out of curiosity, we looked into what other bonds area districts have done, and we priced what things like a whole new elementary school or a whole new middle school would cost. And I don't think that's in the best interest of our community right now. So we feel like this bond is really going to address the most important needs, and without putting too much strain on our taxpayers.
So the idea of a larger amount then seemed like really less doable when you rolled it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think it's probably important to realize, so there were actually two rounds of polling that we were able to conduct. We used a company, Patinkin Research, to do some polling within our community. We actually initially, so there were about about $300 million worth of projects that are considered a high need in the school district. And we looked at about 30% of that number, 40%, and 50% with the attached projects. And one of the reasons the board determined that number is because the community was most supportive of that 154 number. That was kind of the number in which the community said, you know, we really would love to have these projects done in the community. And So it ended up being about half of what that number needed to be. And like Chair Larson said, that seemed to be the most pressing issues that need to be addressed in the district.
So what kind of support are you seeing in the community for this so far? I mean, there's so much that has been going on lately that sometimes the election kind of gets shoved down the road a bit. People maybe aren't even totally thinking about this yet. What do you see so far?
We've had incredible support. People have a lot of questions, and we're happy to answer those as best we can. But I think having the community-driven process to put together what is on this bond has really helped us have community support. I also think it's really important to note that we really want to make the most of every taxpayer dollar. And so we want to take care of our students, but we also have these projects focused out towards the community. So the improvements, for instance, to some of the athletic fields at Joe Lane and Fremont would also make those so that those athletic fields and tracks were available for community members to go and use. We're looking at adding multi-purpose buildings at 5 of our elementary schools that don't have those currently. And those buildings could be used not only for the elementary schools every day, but also as emergency shelters in the case of an earthquake or wildfire. And also, those are additional gyms that can be used for community sports. They could be used for family reunions or quilt guilds for the community to get together and use those buildings. So as we look at this bond, we really wanted to make every dollar count as best as it could in that accountability and benefit for the taxpayer.
Do you feel like that might kind of reach out to some folks who sometimes say, well, I don't have kids, or my kids are long gone, why am I paying for this? I mean, so in this case, you're saying it's not just the students and the staff and all of that, but the opportunity to use some of these things in a lot of other ways too.
Absolutely. I think it's making our schools are part of our community, and we want our community to be involved there, and we want them to benefit from us having quality schools. I think you also have to recognize, though, that the business community and the healthcare community have really been supporting this, because we want to grow our workforce and we want to attract more doctors and healthcare professionals, and quality schools are key to that process.
Yeah, talk more about that, because sometimes when a family, whatever they're doing, but in a lot of cases now you hear about the medical side, is looking at, well, do we move here? Do we not move here? What kinds of things are they looking at?
They absolutely look at our schools. And I think the problem that we've had in recent years is that we have incredible teachers and amazing things are happening inside our school buildings. But if you just drive by the outside, those outside structures are not necessarily reflecting the quality things that are happening inside. And I hope that with this bond, we can really change that.
So Jared, talk about how this helps students and staff achieve what you're trying to do education-wise when you have better facilities to deal with.
Yeah, so I mean, it's interesting. So we met with a panel of kids during this process of the community-driven process just to see kind of what kids' experience in our schools was. Becky mentioned before about HVAC. The truth is, you know, about 80% of our kids actually don't have access to heating or air conditioning, air exchange, really. We have, boilers that are broken and kids don't have heat in classrooms. And when I talk about this with some patrons, they're like, you're kidding me. And interesting, one of the things the kids brought up in terms of things they want to see, we had several kids say, I'm just cold when the heat's not on and I don't have a good enough coat. And we can talk about, you know, these boilers. If they go out at 11 o'clock at night, it's going to be sometimes 10 o'clock the next morning before they're actually heating stuff up. So those basic educational needs. The truth is, it's kind of like food. If people are struggling to put food on the table, some of those basic things you need to have in order to really have a quality education. We see this with safety. Do you feel comfortable, right? So really what this addresses, even we can talk about the architectural pieces in a minute around things like light, but it addresses those basic things that should be available so that you can lean in and learn and have that joyful experience. If you're cold or hot, I have a picture. It was one of the first months I arrived here. I was actually at one of our middle schools, and I went and got a temperature gun from the district office. I was just curious. It was this hot in these buildings. It was one of those August days, 103 degrees, no kids in the building. And I thought, how in the world is a 12-year-old going to learn in here? There weren't even any kids in there. So it really addresses the basic things that help us from a teaching and learning perspective, to just be comfortable enough to have a space to learn in. I think if we think about some of these projects, there are some really powerful benefits of just having things like more light in a building. That's what a new build could give us. We see that if you walk the high school campus and you're in an older building versus the new building, you see the benefits of having a high quality learning environment that really lets, you know, we want to get away from what I call ping pong, which is teacher says something, goes to the kid, goes back. We have more of a volleyball philosophy, which is teacher's going to put that provocation, that question out there. I want kids to have three hits on that. And sometimes the space matters in that. So the bond really, although it won't do probably everything we need, it does address those most important things around making sure we know who's in our buildings, making sure that kids can have an environment where we don't have to make a decision as a teacher if there's smoke outside. Do I open up the window because it's really hot in here and that's going to let smoke in? Like, what's the best thing? It would kind of eliminate some of those barriers that our kids and staff have. And then, in the instance of a new build at the high school, really would take advantage of what new architecture and building would do in terms of light. And there's a lot of research about, you know, how beneficial that is in the learning process.
And we've got 30 seconds left. If people want to find out more about this proposal, we'll talk about the website, where to go.
Yeah, so we've got quite a bit of information on the district's website, www.roseburg.k12.or.us. On the right-hand side, you'll see a banner there about the May 2022 bond. Always call the district office, and Becky Rye will be happy to chat with anybody who has a question.
Superintendent Jared Corden, Board Chair Rebecca Larson, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for the opportunity.
1257 News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.